Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Pardon me, I may be fighting off what could very well be a little bit of a cold. I don't know. Woo! Yeah, all right, so I think we're good. Welcome back to the show. This hour we will revisit our discussion on Kim Jong-un and what happened there.
And I want to ask a question. This is Margaret Gray, ladies and gentlemen. How are you?
Yeah, but I'll introduce my panel. Margaret Gray.
Hello.
Robert Leonard.
Yeah.
Bud Dickman.
Hi, everybody. I'm Bud Dickman.
And General Shaw.
Yes. Now you were going to have on the Mrs. Leonard, correct?
Yeah, you're going to have my aunt on, Phil.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. We were going to have her on. I forget what we were going to ask her about, though. Do you remember, Nikki, what we were going to ask Mrs. Leonard about? Probably I'm wrong. I don't know. I'm totally spacing on it now.
I don't remember either. All I know is that I felt very insulted by the fact that you were going to have her on because it was something that I was going to comment on. And...
No, what are we going to have on, Robert?
I don't know. You just told me to have my aunt on.
Oh, man, are you guys kidding me? Well, we got her on the other line, so we might as well get her on the phone here. Mavis Leonard, she is the aunt of Robert Leonard, who is our head of security and also one of our engineers here at the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And Mavis, nice to speak with you, dear. How are you? Mavis, how are you?
Yeah.
Audie, you're on the radio now.
Oh, all right, Phil. Hello, Phil. I have my radio turned up. I'm so very sorry.
No. That's okay. How are you doing?
I feel great. I'm doing wonderful. And I love, just want to say I love my nephew, Robert, very much. That was very nice of you to go get that extra case of Henry Weinhardt. Because I looked in that him and his hoodlum friend.
My friend are not hoodlum.
Him and his hoodlum friend. Don't you? I know what I'm talking about. Had drunk it up.
The Henry Weinhardt?
Yeah, the Henry Weinhardt. And I'm walking down the back to the house because I went to the store.
Are you out walking right now?
Yes, I'm out walking right now. You think I don't have two legs on me that I can't walk on down the stores?
Yeah, well, it's dark out.
Is it dark out? Phil, did you know the sun goes down and it gets dark? I know it's dark out, fool. I went down to get a Henry Weinhardt. The man down there said that you'd already been in a back case. If you'd have told me, I wouldn't be out walking around.
So you went down to the store to get a case of Henry Weinhardt, which Robert had already replaced.
I told you I'd replace that if you would have asked.
If I would have asked, that's great. Next time I'll remember that. Hey, Robert, did you replace that case of Henry Weinhardt? By the time I catch up with you to ask you, I'd be dying of thirst. All right? I'd be parched, crawling through the desert trying to get me a drink, a good, cool drink of Henry Weinhardt ale. Which I love, Phil, and I don't know if you know that. I love my Henry Weinhardt ale. And I thought, certainly, I know the general is talking about another weapon that he likes, but I am very, very partial to the round Dorito.
Yeah, we like that. Also, that Jolly and barbecue sauce.
No, I like the salsa sauce. Man, you are stupid. You know, Robert, I'll tell you something. I love my sister very much, your mother, Arlene, but you are dumb. You are really stupid. You don't know... You are just dumb.
You would have told me that the barbecue sauce?
Wait a minute. Wait, what are we talking about here?
What she dipped a chip in is barbecue sauce.
I don't dip the chip. Are you listening to this, Jack Ball?
Well, you don't dip a chip in barbecue. You put the chip in...
Slow down, General, because I think you're on my side on this one, right?
Yes, I am, Mavis. And the chip goes into the bag.
No, after you take the chip out to eat the chip.
You've taken the chip out... Well, then it goes into a salsa.
There you go. General, I love you very much.
Well, I love you. Thank you.
Yes. Did you hear that, Robert?
Well, I know it goes in a salsa. God.
All right, Robert, don't start squealing like a pig under a gate. Do you hear this is my nephew. He is the son of my dear departed sister. And he goes, I know. You sound like something out of a cartoon where they do all them little midget boys and everything, but... Phil, I'm very happy you have me on your program.
Okay, there's something really weird. What's going on here, Bud?
Oh, you got it on there, man.
Oh, you know what? I gotta do something with our on-air computer is freaking me out, man. We've got like multiple frames or something. So, we're talking to Mavis Leonard here on the Phil Hendry Show.
What do you mean your on-air computer freaking you out? Because that when you say it freaked you out, it's freaking me. It started to freak me out.
No, no, I'm sorry. Our on-air computer was on the Phil TV video cast itself. So what was happening was we were getting this repetition of images that I'm sure you've seen in a mirror. Did you ever do that when you were a kid, take a mirror and look at the infinite images?
Did I ever do one?
Did you ever, when anybody on the panel can answer this one, when you were a little kid, didn't you ever take a mirror and put it in the, and look at yourself in the mirror and see all those infinite, what do you people look, do that?
I'm not sure I understand.
What, Phil, give us a description, get us close to what it is you're saying.
When you were a kid and you looked in the mirror with a mirror and you could see the infinite images.
Well, no, I know what you're saying, Phil. The infinity, the infinite and the beyond, yes?
The infinite and the beyond.
You're talking about God. If you're talking about God, you're talking my talk. If you're talking about God, you're talking my talk because I know God. And I can speak God. I talk God talk. I tell Robert, he says, what language? I said, you know the language I speak. I speak God. That's the language I speak. I'm always going to speak that language.
No. You guys, never mind.
You're talking about when you were a little boy, you held a mirror up to another mirror, and what were you doing?
I was fascinated to see the infinite imaging that took place, the images that just repeated and repeated and repeated on back, it seemed, forever.
No, it looked like the time tunnel.
Oh, yeah, the time, yeah, okay, I know what you talk about on the time tunnel.
Yeah, all right, I understand that. I saw that show, too. It looked like a tunnel going way back.
No, but just like a time tunnel on a time machine.
Time tunnel on a time machine. Whatever. If you guys understand what I'm saying, yeah. So that's what was happening on our on-air computer, and forgive me. Mavis, the guys tell me, you know, I think this is what I wanted to talk to you about. It's not Kim Jong-il, is it?
Well, that's who you want to talk about this hour.
Well, I'm sorry, dear. I was going to talk about Hollywood Park.
I know about Kim Jong-il. I'll talk about Korea.
Yeah.
Oh, I know all about that. I've been reading up on it, and I've been boning up on it, and I don't mean boning up in a way that you. I've been reading it though, and
you're not talking about boning up.
I know that. I thought I'd get that in because I thought it was funny, but I'm thinking I know it's not funny.
No, it's not for a lady like yourself, Mavis. You don't need that material, okay?
All right. Well, I just said I boned up, you know, and when I said that over here we were having coffee. At Gary's, you know, Robert, when I meet with the girls at Gary's?
Yeah.
And I said, I'm boning up. Now, ha, 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 ha. And now I come on the air with Mr. Henry, and he's like a stiff. He got a pole up his ass, you know, so I...
Well, now, Mavis, I don't think so. I think just that term is not very ladylike.
You know, Margaret, I think you're a wonderful singer. And you know I'm one of the only people that can stand and listen to you sing. But don't ever tell me I can't use a phrase like bone up. Because I think it's a good one. It means to get educated and also can have a double entendre, you know. And
what does that mean? You're the only one that can stand. I know a lot of people that like to hear me sing.
All right. Well, I'm not talking about the crowd at the Hamhock or the people you got over there, Mr. Crab at the Crab. You know that one down there?
What is she talking about?
Talk about Mr. Crab.
Yeah, that's at Crab Shack.
I played at a place called Art Bucket's Crab Pot, or I don't know, but that's where I played.
Yeah, you said that for the crowd, except you.
No, it was a rancid dump, and Frank booked me in there, but I did a lot of great songs. I did that song you just heard, Night and Day, You Are the One. You know that song?
Oh, I had to sit down.
Are you all right?
Mavis, you all right?
I've got to sit down. I've got to sit down.
Oh, quit clowning around.
I'm not clowning around.
You can't say she's clowning around. She may be having a health crisis.
Honey, you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right, Robert. I'm going to sit down now. I won't be okay. Yeah, that's good, yeah.
Well, in the name of God, what happened?
I heard.
What did you hear, dear?
I heard it. I heard the thing. Oh, I heard it.
Yeah, but you're talking about your singing.
Oh, give me a break, will you? Are you talking about my singing?
I heard it. And no denying, I heard it. I heard it like it was almost yesterday. It was like I heard them people at Charles Manson come in and take them. Charles Manson.
Mavis, what? You're not making any sense. So you got to get an ambulance over there.
No, I think she's going. I think my other aunt's going to come over and take care of her. Hey, is Carla going to come over?
Yeah, Carla going to come over. I called her to come over. She's going to watch some late night pay per view with me. Don't have.
Mavis, okay, so I'm glad that your other aunt's going over there.
Yeah, well, Aunt Carla's going to go over there and they watch pay per view together. But she had these episodes a lot of times if there's any kind of a noise.
Are you talking about my singing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, Robert. Please, Robert, Robert.
Well, honey, I'm here.
Robert, Robert, Robert. Make it go away, Robert. Make it.
What is wrong with her?
Well, Arnie had a dream one night she heard coming on the Manson house, you know. And I said every time you sing, she thinks it's Charles Manson taking people out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, that's pretty weird, man.
Wait a second, are you telling me the woman's hearing things?
No, it's just a dream she had.
Yeah.
Well, that is the most, I don't believe it. I don't believe it at all. Here, listen to this, Mavis.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Because every time she hear you sing, or anybody sing that she don't like, sound like Charles Manson going to work.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Night and day, you are the one.
Yeah. No.
Well, your other aunt, I better get over there because that doesn't sound good.
She's gonna be on there in a minute. I just got off the phone with her.
Yeah, all right. Hold on. I'm gonna go to the bathroom now. I gotta retch up.
Yeah, she'll be all right. She gotta throw up, but she'll be all right.
Are you telling me? You know, that's a load. No. I am a professional singer. I don't buy it.
Well, we're very, very late for the break.
Of course.
Well, Margaret, don't be,
I think your aunt is being very cruel to me. Night and day, you are the one. I know I run a little flat.
Well, that you can hear her, man. Because she had Charles Manson carve people up when she hears you sing.
She hears Charles Manson carving people up when she hears me sing. Robert, I love you and I love your aunt. I'd love to kill me an old lady.
Wow. Man. All right. We'll take a break, folks. World famous Phil Henry Show and get back. We'll find out. I'm sure she's going to be fine. Mavis Leonard is with us. She was singing, or she was actually doing fine until Margaret started to sing. World famous Phil Henry Show. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Welcome back here. Mavis Leonard on the line, Robert Leonard's aunt, and we've talked with Mavis on occasion about I don't think there is anything, Mavis, we haven't talked to you about in the years we've had you on the show. We wanted to bring you on to talk a little bit about Hollywood Park, but I think we're done with that. The Kim Jong-il thing.
Bonnie, I'm telling Audie, Phil, you're doing a commercial.
Yeah, you're looking at the See's Candy commercial and everything like that.
Oh, God, you and that chocolate.
You like chocolate, Miss Henry?
What's that?
You like the hair chocolate?
I do. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I love that. But Robert knows his Uncle ML. Now, I won't tell a story, but I don't want you to, beat me out or anything like that, because it's not dirty. They're not dirty the way you think, but it's a suggestive story, you know.
Okay.
Robin's uncle and I were at the mall, and I said, look at that. There's a candy store. And he said, look at that fudge. And he looked at me. He says, how about we pack some fudge? And I wheeled around. I went for the Adam's apple. It's what I used to do in those days.
You hit him? You hit ML?
Of course I hit him. You're talking stuff like that to me. I'm his wife.
Oh, my God, that is filthy.
Yeah.
But what do you mean you went for the Adam's apple?
I can say it again. I don't stutter. I walk. I'm two steps ahead of him as I'm heading over the picture window there in the mall to take a look at the candies they have. And
this was the chocolate place?
Yeah, so like they're selling chocolate candy. I'm two steps ahead of him, and from behind me and to my right, I hear, what do you say we go pack some fudge? And that's when I pivot off my right foot. I wheel around, and I had the two-finger... I did a whole, you'd be very proud, a whole karate right with an Adam's apple, you know.
You went to Adam's apple? We talk like a chop?
Yeah, I did a judo chop. And he grabbed, he's all, I said, yeah. You know, I said, yeah. I said, you ever? I'm a bad woman now. I got right down next to his ear. I said, you ever mess with me again? You a dead man, you know? I said, you believe me now? You know, and I said, I'm a bad woman. I'm right up in his ear, you know, like Tom Birdwood and Clockers, you know. And he's down on his knees. It's all,
Mavis, stop for just a second. This story that you're telling.
I'm not even knowing the story. What do you need?
You wheel around and you hit the guy in the Adam's apple with a karate chop, and he's choking.
Oh, but Robert knows his uncle always made a big deal out of nothing. He did.
He always pretend like it's really hurt bad. And then he'd like look, you could see him looking at you, see if you're getting a reaction.
Yeah, and that's what he was doing. He was looking down, he's all, Then I saw him look up at me and see, I wonder if Mavis is buying into this. Now, when I saw that, and I waited for it because I knew it was coming.
You're waiting for him to look up to see if you're buying his choking act.
Exactly. And I was waiting for it, and I saw his eyeballs look up, and as soon as they did, I went back with the right foot. Right, and I got into a two-legged karate stance, and I did just a front kick underneath the throat, right on the chin, just boom, you know, and he started goo-goo. He did like a goo-goo, and what they call goo, my karate teacher called a goo-goo gaga, you know.
And what is that?
That's my karate teacher called that.
What is the goo-goo gaga?
Is when you kick a man, and you hit him underneath the tongue, the back, right where the head and the neck start to curve down. You hit him right there with a foot. And he goes like this. The man should go like this. Goo goo gaga goo. So that's the goo goo gaga. See what I'm saying?
All right.
Oh, I get it. So you think I'm full of crap, huh?
Well, this is a story you're telling me about kicking your husband in a public mall. You kicked him, you got him in the throat with a karate chop, then you kick him in the throat with the goo goo gaga move.
Yeah, that's right. So with the goo goo gaga move. You know, Phil, we are all lying sacks, you know what, like half the people you get on that show, you know?
Now, honey, you got to watch out, because you're making up stuff.
I'm not making up anything, fool. If I could bring your uncle back from the dead and have him sit here, stinking up the place, rotten, you know, as a corpse, looking like one of them Walking Dead. You know, I watched that Walking Dead. You ever watched that?
I've watched it, yeah.
Yeah. Robert's uncle looks like one of them right now. I'd bring him back, sit him down. And I'd ask him, I said, did that happen or did that not happen? And you know what he's going to say? You damn right it did. And I said, I'm going to do it again, just for good measure. I'd kick your head right off your rotten, because your head all rotted out, you know, like that.
Well, yeah, you're walking dead.
If you're the walking dead, the head's rotted out.
That's right. I would say, now I'm all done with you, ML. I don't need you no more. Now I'm going to send you back to the other side, and you ain't the walking dead no more. I'm going to kick your head right off your shoulder. And I would just go back like an old-style, front-style kicker like Mark Mosley at the Washington Redskins, and just boom, and the head goes tumbling, and three-point, you know, like that. Now,
just talk to your aunt, will you? I'm putting her on hold.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Well, I take it you think the old lady's bats.
No, I don't think she's bats. I think she's just getting off into some stuff that I'd rather, you know.
But are y'all afraid of zombies and everything?
Not afraid of zombies. What he's afraid of is listening to an old lady babbling on and on about God knows what, and Mr. Henry's trying to protect the integrity of the program in case he gets sued. What are you laughing at?
I sneezed. I'm sorry. Not laughing at all.
Yeah, your voice is weird.
Are you? You're talking to me about my voice? Wow, does that take a pair?
Well, it is. Because you go like this. Mr. Henry's going to get sued.
Yeah, you did do that, General.
General, I don't think it's the water. I think it's just the... If you were 13, I'd say your voice is changing.
Well, something tells me I'm not 13, so it can't be that. It must be something else.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you need to go to a ear, nose, and throat guy.
Say that again?
You need to go to an ear, nose, and throat guy.
But he's got to go to all three of those.
Because they generally come in all... There's a doctor called an ear, nose, and throat doctor.
Yeah, why don't you just go to a throat doctor?
Because they ain't got a throat doctor. They got an ear, nose, and throat doctor. Either you go to the guy that does all three of those, or you don't go to one at all.
Well, that's not exactly true.
But okay, that's what I think you need to do, General. So you can take that under advisement, man. I don't know. It's cool. It's all good. It's like, love you. Can't live without you, man. All right. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Last half hour of this weird, 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 weird show. World famous Phil Henry Show.
I'm going to go to the what?
Ear, nose, and throat guy.
I don't know what that is.
It's a doctor.
Well, General, I'll help you after the show, and we'll find an ear, nose, and throat guy.
And I take it he'll be looking at my throat.
Yes, not your ears.
It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, 855-500-7445. General Galen Shaw, you have been taking that phenomenal product, Nova Joint. You know, when it comes to joint pain, when it comes to that kind of pain that people suffer after so many years of being athletic, of being physical, of just working, and you have that joint pain that keeps you awake at night, man, it's got to be driving you nuts.
Well, Phil, it was driving me nuts until I found out about Nova Joint. Now, there's a lot of you, Phil Henry listeners, I know a lot of you are jackballs from way back. And now I'm talking seriously to you. Nova Joint is the product that relieves joint stress. It can make, you know, joint stress makes daily activity very difficult. And it can keep you from getting adequate sleep. You stay awake, you pace the floor, and of course, the lack of sleep. You have low energy, low self-esteem, I don't get enough sleep, and I think I'm just a piece of crap, you know?
Well, General.
No, General. Now, I'm giving you the word, all right? I'm Moses from the mountain with this one. Nova Joint relieves that pain, and it's not simply eggshell membrane in a capsule. Now, a lot of people may not know what I mean, but those of you who have tried these other products... And you know what I mean. But after 30 years of clinical experience, Phil, the people at Nova Joint know that it takes more than just one ingredient to produce an effective therapy and treatment. And the balanced scientific method is why Nova Joint is a comprehensively successful product. And they don't have glucosamine, chondroitin, eggshell. It's just none of that nonsense.
All right. So to wrap up.
You know, I could talk about Nova. What do you mean, wrap up? I'm not going to wrap anything. I'll talk about Nova Joint. I'll sing its praises until I drop dead. Until I drop dead. And I'll tell you one thing. I won't die from joint pain.
Oh.
Yeah, all right.
So I want everyone to know it's Nova Joint. And remember the Phil Henry product code. And here they are. These are the Phil 30 and Phil 90. Phil 30. And Phil 90.
God, that voice cracking thing.
Well, maybe it'll work for me in this commercial, but those are the product codes, and those are the two different kinds of...
Those are the capsules you can get, the two different bottles.
That is correct. And also, don't forget the domain, Nova Joint, NovaJoint.com. You understand what I'm saying? You see?
Yeah, Nova Joint, NovaJoint.com, Nova Joint, Phil 30, Phil 90.
That's exactly right. And I, if being on the Phil Henry Show hasn't been all that much fun, in fact, there are days when I'd rather just blow my brains out. But I'll tell you this much, it has put me in touch with Nova Joint. So I suggest you run out and get that.
All right. And thank you very much for that endorsement.
Oh, come on, Phil. Are you kidding? You know, some days it's all I can do to sit here and not just weep.
Well, at least you have the Nova Joint to help you sleep at night without that joint pain.
All right, you can quit the plug now. We're done.
All right. Nova Joint, folks. NovaJoint. World famous Phil Henry Show. And so just to wrap up, we were discussing Hollywood Park. And Hollywood Park is, in fact, closing. And Hollywood Park is, in fact, closing on the 22nd. And this will not be the first show that we do about this, because as we get closer to this event, we're probably going to have Don Berman on again. I will see whether or not we can't keep him from screaming and yelling and crying like a baby because he's losing races. Major, major story in the sporting world, and one that makes me feel a little sad. Yeah, bud.
I mean, that people go there and gamble. That's a sin.
It's a sin?
What are you talking about, Bud?
When you go to gamble, it's a sin.
Who said it's a sin?
Oh, my mom's church does.
Well, all right, Bud. I mean, if you want to be that judgmental, I don't want to knock your mother's religion. What religion is she?
I forget.
What do you mean you forget? What is she, Christian?
I don't know.
She's probably Christian, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what's on top of the church, man? A roof?
What's on top of the church in terms... Is there a cross up there?
Yeah, there's a cross, sure.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
But I don't know whether she's a Christian or not.
Well, if she goes to a church where there's a cross on top of it, she's a Christian.
What about Greek Orthodox?
That's Christian.
What? How could that be Christian?
Greek Orthodox is Christian, Bud. It's just Greek Orthodox. Just like Lutheran. Just like Presbyterian.
Keep going.
What do you mean, keep going?
You haven't hit the one yet.
Well, you come on, man. I'm going to assume that your mother's Christian. And whatever Christian religion she is, it's probably, I would say, tends more toward the fundamentalist, because saying that gambling is a sin, I don't know that all of the denominations of Christianity teach that.
Well, my mom told me, and, you know, my mom doesn't lie.
Well, I'm not. That's great, man. You're going to be a little mama's boy about it.
You're a mama's boy.
Hey, watch it.
Your ass, man.
You know what is a sin? It's Jesus said to love your neighbor, okay?
Yeah, right.
Didn't he say that? Didn't he say that?
Yeah.
Okay, why are you fighting him?
Yeah, what are you fighting me for?
Hey, big mouth, same thing goes for you.
I don't know.
Well, then if you think you're all about Jesus, man, maybe you ought to be thinking about why you're fighting this guy, okay?
Now, I heard a guy say one time that Jesus didn't say that.
Hey, look at man, I don't know. I'm not the authority. You know, we could get Pastor Rennick on the line if you want. Do you want to talk to Pastor Rennick?
Man, I don't want to talk to that guy. He's a motor mouth.
I want to talk to... Yes, I do want to talk to Pastor Rennick.
He's a motor mouth, man. He never shut up.
Get him on the line, and we'll have him talk about Christianity, because you guys don't know your ass from a hole in the ground about it, okay?
What are you talking about? I know about it.
You don't even know what church your mother's in, okay?
I know there's a cross on the roof. Didn't you guys say that?
Yeah, but there's like 9 million different ways that people, you know, worship Christ, okay? So, but quit it with the, you know, if I use that as your application process for this show, I wouldn't have hired you. Said 90% of the questions.
Phil, that was really funny, the face you made. You went all, you look.
Yeah, I'm saying you look like one of them dwarves that come from hell.
Yeah, you did. That's it, exactly. You look like one of those hell dwarfs in the late night movies.
A hell dwarf.
Yeah. You ever seen that?
Hey, man, I'll get to you later. I don't know what a hell dwarf is.
It's one of those little creatures that has the scrunched up face. I can't describe it.
You know, I've seen that, Phil?
No, I have not seen it, man. No, I haven't. Are you talking about Lord of the Rings?
No, not Lord of the Rings. The late night, cheap, lousy horror movies that they put on that are black and white.
Yeah.
You've never seen the one with the Hell Dwarf?
No, I have not seen the one with the Hell Dwarf. I don't know what one you're talking about.
The one with the guy is a Hell Dwarf. He's all scrunched up and teeny.
Scrunched up and teeny? What are you talking about?
The man wakes up one morning and he's shrinking.
Are you talking about Incredible Shrinking Man?
Yeah, that's it.
It is. I forgot the name.
Well, where do you get Hell Dwarf from? Where did you get that from?
What's so funny? What am I missing?
But no, nothing, General. Phil is mocking me again because he thinks it's so much fun to put down a woman.
Yeah, that's right, Margaret. That's what I'm doing. I'm putting you down because you're a female. You're talking to me about a movie that I saw once, which, by the way, is a great movie, Incredible Shrinking Man, right?
Yes, but the Hell Dwarf you never saw.
What Hell Dwarf? That guy's face never scrunched up. He became smaller.
It never scrunched up.
You never saw that scrunch up.
The guy in Incredible Shrinking Man. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, what was the one where the woman was...
What are you talking about, man?
He was married. He lived in a dollhouse.
That's Incredible Shrinking Man, and his face never got scrunched up.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're gonna squeeze you down...
Did you guys ever see the movie?
I heard about it.
Did you ever see the movie?
I heard about it.
All right. So you're assuming because the guy shrunk, his face got squinched up.
Yeah, that would be a bad logical conclusion.
I would think so as well. This is great. This is the only place on Earth where I'm having an argument with people on a movie, and they're telling me I'm wrong, and they've never seen the flick, and I have.
Well, don't cry about it, Field. They never did see the flick. It sounded like you sobbed.
It sounded, Mr. Henry, like you caught a sob there in your throat.
No, I didn't catch a sob. All right.
That S-A-A-B?
No, not sob the car. Okay, Pastor William Rennick is coming up next, I guess. Pastor, if you're listening, are you sure you want to come on this thing, man? Because I'm telling you, it's out of control. We'll be right back here, world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. 855-500-7445. Pastor Rennick and more. Hot Towns. World-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. And joining us from Joyful Union Congregation in Bellflower, California, is Pastor William Rennick. Pastor Rennick is the spiritual head of Joyful Union. They have about probably close to 2,000 congregants that meet there, and the pastor is joining us from Bellflower tonight by request. Pastor, what do you think of that?
You know, I'm very, very blessed, Phil, that people want to hear me.
And we requested you because we just had a number of general questions having to do with the North Korean leader, Christianity. I know Bud wanted to ask some questions, right, Bud?
Yeah, Pastor Rennick. My mom is in a church.
Oh, hold on for just a second, but Phil, I don't mean to interrupt.
Go ahead.
I just want to say, you know, that's a big, big question. You say Bud has some questions about Christianity. Now, I come on the program here tonight. I'll be very happy to answer your questions, but I want to be able to make my case on behalf of Jesus Christ. All right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
You got no problem with that?
Well, Phil, can I hold on, Pastor, if you don't mind?
Yes, really.
Do you really want to turn this program into a religious?
Well, you know, he's going to say what he's going to say.
You're going to turn this thing into the Gene Scott Show. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, cut it out. I want to ask a question.
Okay, Pastor, Bud has a question for you.
All right.
Yeah, my mom's in a religion, and they don't let you gamble. What's that called?
I don't know. What do you mean your mom's in a religion and they won't let her gamble?
She's at the religion she's in. They don't let her gamble. They say gambling is a sin.
Yeah, that's probably one of the more fundamental. Is your mother, I mean, does your mother like to gamble?
Well, yeah, I mean, she did when she would get the scratch and sniffs.
What's a scratch? What do you mean scratch and sniff?
Well,
you mean a scratch-off?
Yes, it's called a scratch-off, Pastor. You know the one.
Yeah, I know. If it's a scratch-off, you buy that at the store, and you scratch it off to see whether or not you got the winning number, something like that.
Well, I mean, you see, if you scratch it off and then sniff it, you get a burger like a McDonald's.
What do you mean, sniff it?
Yeah, I don't understand.
I don't know. I mean, isn't that called a scratch and sniff?
No, it ain't called scratch and sniff. Some of it is just a scratch off. You want to ask me a question about Christianity, you ask me about scratch and sniff. Right there, I'd say that is far worse than any gambler your mother going to do. And I'm not talking about the gambler or a scratch and sniff. I'm not talking about even getting a scratch off. I'm saying you saying the word scratch and sniff, if I was God, that would bother me more than your mother going out and buying a scratch-off, see?
If your mother is, may I just say something, Pastor?
Go ahead.
If your mother is buying a scratch-off, and is that gambling?
No, I'm saying she used to.
Yeah, she used to do that. She doesn't do it anymore.
All right, if your mother doesn't do it, if she ain't scratching and sniffing anymore, what is it? Are we talking about gambling now or what?
Yes, we're talking. I don't know where we got scratch and sniff. You're talking about those scratch-offs that you buy at the store, right, Bud?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. If your mother was doing that and she's not doing it no more, then she got nothing to worry about, okay? Is that what you're asking?
Well, no, but I want to know what religion that's called.
That's called a no-fun religion, as far as I'm concerned, you know. You know, that's called a no-fun religion, you know. But I'm kidding around. Your mother, look. If your mother had a problem, did your mother have a problem gambling?
Well, I don't know, not that I know about, but doing the scratch and sniff.
Let me say something to you, Dickman, because I know you very well. I've met your mother. If you keep saying scratch and sniff, you're going to have me thinking your mother is scratching and sniffing something, and it ain't no card she's buying in a liquor store. You understand what I'm saying? And that, to me, yeah, that would be a sin. That would be a sin.
Well, now, wait a minute.
No, wait a minute. And by the way, don't ask me any more. more questions. I don't want to have to elucidate or further articulate what it is I'm trying to say. Do you understand?
Well, that is absolutely grotesque.
Well, you better believe it is. I didn't make this world. This kid here is asking me about scratch and sniff, right?
All right, let's get off of that because it's got nothing whatsoever to do with what we're talking about. We're talking about your mother gambling. Did your mother ever go to the racetrack? Did your mother ever play? Get the scratch-offs, okay?
You almost said the G word.
You better believe I almost said the GD word. I was getting so crazy.
Well, that's not a problem. You almost said G. G is far worse than GD. Did you know that? Did you know that, Phil? That God, he doesn't mind, God doesn't mind if you say GD. God doesn't mind you directing. But if you just say God, like all God is someone standing there with a towel over his wrist waiting for you to dry off, like all God is somebody standing there with a towel while you're in the shower, like all God is somebody standing there waiting to give you a massage, like all God is somebody, he's like a pool boy. God's not your pool boy.
Pastor.
God isn't your pool boy. No. Now, I want everybody there listen to me.
Yes, I'm here, Pastor.
Yes.
All right. God ain't no pool boy. You don't go in the pool and get out and go, okay, God, I'm all done. I need to towel off. No. See? Now, you're going to have your fun. You're going to have your kicks. Everybody want to have kicks? That's great. I love life just as much as the next man. But I know at the end there's a counting. In the by and by, you're going to go bye-bye. Now, I said on my sermon last Sunday, when I say when you go bye-bye, you're going to be in the by and by, and God may say to you, bye, and you'll be down in hell, and the devil said, hi. You understand what I'm saying? That's a pretty slick process. God cooked that one up, and when I say cooked it up, the devil's the one going to flip you over and see the other side's browned. Now,
okay, what, you know, this is getting weird.
But, Pastor, are you saying that that gambling is a sin, is not a sin?
I'm saying that it's the intent. So, Bud's mother, if she gambled, maybe, okay, I don't know. But if the woman is taking the money and she's, here's why gambling would be a sin to me. You're taking the rent money. You're taking the food money. You're taking money to keep your baby fat. And you haven't got the guts to keep that money in your pocket to keep your baby fed. That's a sin. Right there. See, right there. You want to point out? Point out a sin.
That makes sense to me. And
that's a sin! And I'll tell you something else. When you go bye-bye, in the by and by, now, I'm sorry, I flipped that around. This is my sermon, so just bear with me. When you're in the by and by, wait.
What are you trying to say?
Hold on for a minute, will you, man? God, you put me on your show. You call me up in the middle of the night. I'm having myself a peanut butter sandwich. I'm looking on that investigation discovery, looking at a murder mystery and all this. I'm having myself a ball. And Clara's in bed. Nobody's bugging me. And you call me up and ask me to come on your program. Brother, I want to come on your program and say something. Damn, I'm going to say what I got to say. I was having a peanut butter sandwich. I have Skippy Crunchy. You know that? Phil, you know that?
Yes. Fine. Great. Go ahead. Say what you need to say.
I just want to know what kind of peanut butter you eat. Forget it. God.
I don't eat peanut butter. It's too fattening.
I love you, Phil. God love you, son, and I'm very happy you're losing the weight. Man, you can't have a kick out of life at all, can you? So here's my thing. This is my thing. You're going to go bye-bye, you go to the by-and-by.
Oh.
Now, when God says bye, and the devil says hi, and the God says bye because you buy. He said, I'm just going to say bye-bye because you buy. I'm saying bye-bye because you were not true to yourself. Now I'm going to send you devil. I'm sending you devil-bound. Oh, yeah. You hellbound. You know what that is?
I think so.
Yeah. So, you understand the process now? Bud, you understand the process?
Well.
Go ahead, repeat it to me.
Well, if you go bye-bye on a bye, if you're in the by-and-by to say bye-bye.
Oh, no, my good man. You don't say, you say bye-bye, you go to the by-and-by, God says bye. Am I bye? No, but bye. You go down to hell, devil says hi. See?
Right. Well, what's that got to do with my mom?
It ain't got nothing to do with your mom. I'm talking about you. I thought you asked me what are you going to cook. Because I'm pretty sure, unless you change your way, your mother, she sounds all right to me.
My mother's okay if she gambles.
No, you fool. I said if your mother is gambling, she gambling. You understand what I'm saying?
Look, Bud, what Pastor Renick is saying, if you use the money for gambling when you should be feeding someone, when you should be paying the bills, that's a sin. You know, in the pastor's interpretation of Jesus' words, that's a sin. If you have the money to spend, then it's not.
Well, so I understand that. That means that someone is going to suffer as a result of you trying to make money for nothing.
Yeah, you're going to go out and gamble like a cheap, degenerate, dirty, filthy girl. I got to go.
I'm telling you, Bud, I'm going to stop having guests on, man.
I didn't say nothing to them.
I know you didn't. I'm just going to stop having guests on if they keep hanging up on me when they're all done talking. There he is, Pastor William Renick on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. So,
what I heard, the pastor sounds to me, he's a very delightful man, there's no question, but he sounds half mad. Doesn't he sound as mad as a hatter to you?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I think he's very exuberant.
The man sounds like he's mad as a hatter. I enjoyed that. And he says, I got to write it down, if you go bye-bye in the bye-bye, right?
No, the by and by. It's a Christian term for the afterlife, the by and by. And the pastor was simply saying, whatever the hell it was that he was saying. Okay, folks, that's all she wrote for the program tonight. It's been a great, great, great joy. It's been a great, great, marvelous, wonderful thing. See you tomorrow night. Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, bye-bye in a bye-bye.
In the by and by.